What's up, everyone? I'm here with my good friend Caden, the owner of Village Coffee, and this is the first segment of Mapso Juice. So before we get into things, Caden, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good to be on your show, man.
Thank you. You are the first one, so I'm honored to have you.
I feel honored.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you giving me your time so we can talk about the things that we're going to talk about today.
Right.
So the first question I have for you is, how did you get into the cafe business?
Oh, boy, that is a great question. You know, I just graduated from the college in Toronto.
Okay.
I had a convenience store in South. But I always wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
So when I came in Maple for the first time, it's something that I didn't know, but I wanted to explore it.
Okay.
And so it made sense. I didn't know what was the business all about, but
yeah.
The concept and instinctively, you know, what makes sense, you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you jump in instinctively, you know, it makes things happen, provided that you work hard.
Exactly. Yeah. So why did you choose Maplewood? Was it because you lived here already, or did you?
No, I didn't even know where Maplewood was.
Yeah.
Because I was from Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And I only lived like year and a half in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea about Maplewood or north, south, east, west.
Yeah.
But one day I was in my convenience store and, you know, going to the Sunday newspaper. Back then there was no technology.
Yeah.
So I was just, you know, zooming through, you know, which business, who's selling what.
Okay.
So some reason, you know, I think life is a destiny more than anything.
Exactly, yeah.
And I read this damn thing and I said, I'm going to call the agent. Call the agent and he said, well, it's this far. I said, don't matter.
Yeah.
We're going to come down and see. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, the concept was good. And this is something I didn't know, so I can learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a risk taker by heart.
Okay.
So I said, let's jump in and, you know, it worked out well.
Okay. So how long have you been in business?
Oh, we've been in business for 22 years now.
22 years.
Long
congratulations.
Time,
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So when and how did you find out that a Starbucks was going to be opened up right next to you?
Actually, that was not a surprise. I bought this place in 94.
Okay.
In 97, I think, the Starbucks agent has approached me.
Yeah.
And they wanted to...
So back in 97?
97.
Wow, so that was a long time ago.
See, because Starbucks have a corporate policy to have only corner location.
Yeah.
That's a corporate policy.
Okay.
And when they asked me if you want to sell this place, well, I said, tell me how much you want to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
So what they wanted to pay me was a fraction of what I paid for this business.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for me to move out and give them a place.
Exactly.
So I knew back since then that they've been wanting to come to the all the commuter town, and this was bound to happen.
Okay.
So it's not that I was waiting for it, but I knew it will happen one day.
You knew it. Also, you were prepared. Okay.
Yeah. So I was prepared mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you changed anything about your business approach since the Starbucks has opened up, or have you just been keeping things the same?
We've been keeping the same thing because, you know what? One thing I always learned, that you never take your customer for granted.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't take them for granted and you try as hard as your first day,
mm-hmm.
people will remember you and they'll come back.
Of course.
Because we have a personalized service.
Yeah.
You know, place, people make the place.
Mm-hmm. Very
you
true.
Know, not the, you can have the most beautiful brick, but the people are dead. There's nothing going to be,
exactly.
You know, there'll be no soul.
Yeah.
So people, you know, we put the soul in the place and, you know, people remember our service and they patronize the place, which I really appreciate it. You know, they recognize that we've been working so hard for 22 years. So they will keep coming back and, you know, energizing us, you know, like motivating us.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I remember one of my first times meeting you, I came in, I asked for a bacon, egg, and cheese, and you asked me, hey, man, you ever tried the chili pepper? And I was like, nah. And he was like, I got you. I'm going to put it in for you. And it was amazing. And that's just experiences like that you won't get at a franchise because it's not local. Like, it's not like a family-owned thing, you know? Like, it's just people that come there. They come there as employees. They're there to work because they're probably, you know, 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5 job. But you, I feel like, your customer loyalty has been developed because you show so much love to your customers.
Absolutely. I mean, we always, you know, always introducing something new here and there. And, you know, people seem to appreciate, and whatever we do, we try to make sure that we don't, you know, mess up, you know, like order-wise or the food-wise. We try to keep our quality very consistent.
Exactly.
Service consistent.
Yeah.
Cleanliness of the place consistent. So everything has to come together. The, you know, the people who work here, they've been working for me a long time.
Yeah.
So they know the customer also.
Mm-hmm.
So they all play parts, you know.
I see. So what are the biggest things that you feel like have been a factor to keep you in business, because every time I come here, it's so, like, Village Coffee still has plenty of customers. It's always still full of life. Why is that? Why have you not lost business due to the Starbucks?
You know why? There's a one big plus we have, that because we are well diversified.
Yeah.
We do a lot of breakfast. We do a lot of lunch. Mm-hmm. We have an Indian menu. You know, we are not Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? It's a cafe. It's a concept. If it makes sense, we're going to continue. And we introduced the menu like 15 years ago, and people loved it. Mm-hmm. So we continue. Now we are introduced Mexican breakfast. Mm-hmm. Those things, you're not going to get in the franchise places, because those are prepared food. Yeah. We prepare it fresh when you place an order. Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not everybody wants to have coffee, but people want to eat also.
Exactly.
So if you want to eat something quality food, you have to come here.
Exactly, yeah. It's good that you provide them with options, not just, you know, coffee and muffins and anything that you get at any Starbucks.
Right, I mean, their product is more like frozen, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, our product comes every morning from Kate and Abby Bakery. So, you know, it's not like, and we don't keep anything next day. The bagel comes fresh.
Yeah.
We toast it fresh and, you know, whatever you need, we can put it on. Mm-hmm. It's not like franchise menu that this is all based. This is the only thing we can do.
Yeah,
we are, you know, very flexible.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's another fact that you have over them. That's another upper hand that you can try out these new things.
Right.
And you know, you're not limited to what you can do because you don't have to follow the rules by the franchise.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah,
make our own rules, man.
Yeah, that's what you should. So, is there anything that you want to say to the community before we wrap up?
Well, I just want to say thank you to the Maplewood community and, you know, Southtown and Maplewood. We have a lot of customers from restaurant. That thank you for keeping us going, you know. We tried our best and you guys have been very faithful to us and thank you for that.
Thank you.
It makes our, you know, 22 years worth it.
Yeah.
That we can stand up to the biggest tiger on the, you know, earth, you know, in the coffee business. Mm-hmm. And we are doing good. And actually, we are doing better now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I'm happy about that.
Yeah. 22 years in business, just bringing great service to the community in Maplewood, to the community in South Orange, to just the community in the area. 22 years in business. Kaden, thank you so much for giving me your
thank
time.
Thank you so much. I am absolutely happy that we did this interview. I hope more people see it and help this man, you know, get the word out.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. That was amazing.